We're going to go right to the fish phone. He's from St. Pete, and got the word that this guy did something incredible last year when he kicked into a brand new year, and we thought it was pretty wild, and he is a local guy. It's Josh Sullivan on the fish phone. Hey, Josh, how are you? Where are you?
I'm good. I'm walking around Ybor City right now.
You're back in town.
Yeah, my last week of the trip is in Sun City Center.
Well, Josh, we thought it'd be interesting talking to you. Lana and I give you a call because with the new year here, you did something in 2009 that I think is very cool, and I know a lot of us would like to, you know, do something different in our lives. Tell everybody what you did about a year ago right now.
I was working at a junkyard in Clearwater, and about 6 months before that, I decided I wanted to go do something before it was too late, before the chance passed me by. So I saved up for 6 months, and I quit my job on December 31st and started January 1st. And now, 21,000 miles later and all over the country, I'm back here. And pretty much every week of the whole year, I've been in a different city.
So you basically decided to quit work, hit the road. Every week, you went to a new town and stayed with friends mainly?
About half friends, half people I never met before in my life.
And you traveled all these cities just to experience different people in different locations. Wow, Lana, 52 different cities. Well, tell us a little bit about some of your favorite stops.
Since I never really traveled before, pretty much everywhere was new to me, and I immediately fell in love with New York City.
What's the one place that you went to that you absolutely hated?
Michigan looked pretty bad. I'm from Michigan. Yeah. And Michigan looked like a bomb went off in some spots.
Now, did you have one suitcase and you just packed clothes for this entire year? Have you been buying clothes?
What ended up happening was I left with maybe 5 bags worth of stuff because I had no idea what I'd be needing. So I would get rid of things. I would give stuff away to. And now I'm down to 2 bags.
Josh is on the phone. He's back in town. He's from St. Pete, and he went on the road, a different city every week for 52 weeks. Now, it'd be very interesting. You chronicled this. Do you have a place where we can go read about it, you know, and people can check out, see what you say about your adventure?
I got a site. It's joshcomics.com, and that links to everything. I've posted a lot on Facebook. My Facebook name is Josh Comics, and I've taken somewhere around 35,000 photos.
Now, Josh, how much weight have you lost walking around and traveling to all these different cities?
It's funny you should ask that, because for the first 2 months of the trip, I gained 13 pounds, and I decided to walk pretty much wherever I was. I wasn't doing a lot of walking for the first couple months, and I just weighed myself a couple days ago, and I have lost those 13 pounds.
Yeah, too many nachos and chicken wings sounded out of the chute, man.
Yes. Especially all that barbecue in Texas. Oh, God, all sorts of great food everywhere.
Well, hang on a second, Josh. We're going to come back with you. I don't know if you got to the great state, one of my favorites in Colorado, and some of the other crazy people you met on the road. Josh from St. Pete, back with us here after George. Baby, write this down. 818 on the Fish Show. Catfish and Lana, we're back on the phone with Josh Sullivan from St. Pete, who last year at this time hit the road for 52 weeks, quit his job, did something totally different. I love that New Year's resolution, but you guys would miss me, wouldn't you, if I hit the road? Oh, never. Hey, Josh, did you hit my favorite state, my home state, Colorado?
Yeah, I had a 1,300-mile bus ride from Ellensburg, Washington to Denver.
Did you ever get out of the United States, or were you just pretty much stayed here? Did you ever get, like, any islands, or?
I was in Presque Isle, Maine. I realized that there was a road I could take that was about 11 miles to the Canadian border. So I rode a bike there on my last day, and I get to the border, and there's a guy standing there, and I said, hey, I don't want to cross over. I don't have a passport, but do you mind if I just stand here for a little bit and take photos? And he's like, yeah, do whatever you want.
That's crazy. So anything unusual or just dangerous happen to you? You fall in love, win the lottery, fall into a canyon, hurt yourself?
Gave a talk at a senior center in Durand, Wisconsin, and a woman who was there, she basically kidnapped me to go show me this this place called the Devil's Punch Bowl. But about 5 miles outside of town, she informs me that she's in the Wisconsin Book of Curiosities for being in 23 car accidents and hitting 19 deer.
Oh, my gosh.
When she told me, I got real excited, so I pulled out my video camera and I said, hey, can I interview you? So I have this really great video of her telling me about different times when she's hit some deer. And
wow. How many deer did she hit?
She's been in 23 car accidents and hit 19 deer.
Oh, my gosh. So you would you advise as many people as possible to quit their jobs as soon as possible and do it and did what you did?
Yeah, the whole project is called 52 Friends, and it's such a perfect name because it basically just, it all revolves around friendship. And then I ended up getting to make a bunch of new friends, too. And I can honestly say I'm happier than I've ever been in my life for basically being a bum for the whole year. It turned out to be this crazy adventure that I would love to do again sometime.
What are you going to do in 2010? You getting a job?
I'm getting my job back at the junkyard, and I'm so.
Sorry to hear that, Josh.
Yeah, I got lucky with that.
Well, there you go. If you want to live vicariously through Josh for now until you quit your job and travel the country, check him out, joshcomics.com. No. We'll put a link. Very cool, dude. Well, hey, you're my hero for now. I'm going to quit my job Monday. Lana's on her own coming Monday, and I'm heading out.
Well, yeah, thank you so much for having me on.
Good luck in 2010.